You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Moments away from Kevin Stefanski, kick it off. Another beautiful day out in Berea. We will hear from Coach as he will be holding court. Big press conference day. Obviously, yesterday, a rough day all the way around in Berea because of the injury to Martin Emerson. So they've had more time to process all of that and what that means for the depth chart, the opportunities that open up. Obviously, Cleveland fans, we are no stranger to having injuries very early on. And you know what that can do? It'll obviously open up some possibilities here and what that does for Newsom and then some other guys to get a crack at different positions. Imagine, we just went to break. Do we have an update? And again, we'll throw it out to Berea as soon as Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah, I'm pulling the poll up right now. I'm double dutying because I'm listening to them as well in my ear. But right now, the poll, should Shedeur Sanders be getting more first-team reps? Right now, 58% say yes, he should.
This poll already over 3,500 views and over 300 votes.
Right here.
Confirmed via MRI, he'll get surgery. He's out for this season. Disappointed. Obviously, injuries are the worst part about our game, but he will bounce back. I know what he's made of, and I know he's got our support. He's got his teammates' support. So, but with that, I'll take any questions.
Greg obviously steps up, you know, or continues kind of in that base defense as an outside guy, but what's sort of the mix behind him, if you could, and just how do you see sort of that group?
I need to work through it. I think that's the thing that we've seen certainly this season, every season. You'll have injuries at positions, and guys have to earn roles, and I think that's what training camp is about, really figuring that out.
Obviously, Cam Mitchell, I would think, would be in that mix. Mm-hmm. What have you seen from him in his couple of years?
Yeah, Cam's always done a nice job. He's productive when he's out there. I think he's ball aware, very intelligent player, even though where'd he go to college? You remember?
Northwest. You might have two of those out there.
Who?
Greg.
Oh, Greg and, yeah. Scott's happy.
We talked about this a little bit yesterday with Mark, but he was really determined to have that bounce back season.
Yeah.
We talked about doing all the soul searching.
I know.
Everything
that he was tough.
Makes it even tougher?
Tough. Yeah, I mean, I don't know, Mary Kay. It's hard any which way. I mean, these guys put so much into this game physically, mentally, emotionally, and it's an injury like that. It's just I don't want to see any of our players ever in that position. It's just, it's tough, tough to see. Having said that, I know what this kid's made of. Yesterday was a lot, and he's sore today, and it's going to be tough, but I know what he's made of.
Did you get a chance to talk to MJ?
I did, yeah. I talked to him yesterday and today. He's hurting.
I don't think he missed any practices, but was he complaining of a calf strain this game?
No. Yeah.
You don't know?
No, but I'm, not going to get into all the specifics on that type of stuff.
Kevin, with the injured players, whether it's Martin in the situation or J.O.K. or what, any of them, how does the team sort of, what are some of the mechanisms, some of the things that the team tries to do to keep them involved, keep them, so they don't feel kind of on an island?
Yeah, it's a good question. It is hard, and that's part of this sport. Oftentimes when you get injured, you have to go get surgery somewhere else, and then you come back, and you know, whether you're rehabbing here or elsewhere, you're in the training room, and it's hard. It depends on where you are in your rehab, whether you can get back and join meetings, and even that can be hard mentally for some. Some guys really need that and want that to stay, and some guys it hurts that they're not a part of it. So you try to just work with the player circumstantially where they are and what they need. But MJ is a big part of this football team, whether he's out on the field or not. He's a big part of this football team.
Kevin, the last periods yesterday with Gabriel and Shador, yeah. How do you think Berkey's handled that situation?
Yeah, I thought it was two really good two-minute situations, Tony. The first one was need a field goal. Second one was need a touchdown. Obviously, the distances were different on both. The time was different on both. But that's really the first time to work those mechanics for our football team, and I thought the guys did a nice job. That made a field goal was not planned. That just happened, and you know, I give credit to Bubba and the entire group in having the awareness that that was coming. So we talked a lot of times as a team that we have to have shared situational awareness. We can't just have one coach or one player. Everybody has to be on top of it. So Bubba did what he's supposed to do, made a Mayday field goal alert before that play, and it ended up being a sack, and we executed the play.
Why didn't they kick the field goal?
It wasn't their day to kick. They kicked the day before.
Kevin, can you talk about, like, before you even get started, three key defensive players you don't have this year on JOK?
Yeah, like I've said before, I don't want to lose any of our guys for any reason, but it's the nature of our game is that guys get injured, and then it's an opportunity for other guys to step up, and that's we've seen that over the course of time. Again, don't like any part of injuries for this team, for any team. We don't like this part of the game. But it's the reality of the game, and we have to have guys to step up.
You guys mentioned that Kenny Pickett would be reevaluated towards the end of the week. Is that something that you guys would do maybe on the off day Thursday? Is there any chance he could be back on Friday?
I would say, Mary Kay, with Kenny, with any player, you're really getting evaluated every day as you rehab and where you are. So with all of our injured players, with tomorrow being a non-practice day, although we'll work, that'll be a day to look at where everybody is and make a decision when appropriate on all of our players, Kenny included.
I know earlier in the offseason workout program, you guys said that he can be known as a prime safety, but he has a lot of experience. MJ's injuries, are any thought that maybe he'll try him a little bit more on the slot?
Yeah, I think all those things, Daniel, are things that we're going to work through, not just today, but in the near future as well.
Hey, Kevin, specifically, what do you like about Golden Sams?
First of all, he's very mature, even though for his age, I don't think he's yet 21. I think he's our only player that's not yet 21. But he's very mature, very intelligent. And then he's a productive player when the ball's in his hands. He turned on the tape. He's making plays in a really good conference as well. So like where he is, another player that we're seeing what he can do, see what he's capable of, but really has the right makeup.
Kevin, is it fair to say Shador hasn't gotten any reps with the ones? I know he's getting some of the twos now, but is it fair to say, as you're trying to get this quarterback situation narrowed down here and get deeper into camp, that he hasn't gotten reps now, he probably won't get any?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into specifics on the players and you know, where they're getting reps and those type of things. He's working extremely hard, like all those guys are. We're still not yet through the installation schedule. We're still just introducing 2 minute yesterday. We'll introduce some different distances today, situationally. So I wouldn't really think much past that.
What's the comfort level with Jerome Ford, and how nice is that to have when you have the uncertainty with the Quinshon situation?
Jerome has really played well for us. He's a guy that has the home run ability at any moment's notice with his speed. I think he's gotten better over the course of his career in a bunch of different areas, and including blitz pickup, the pass game, those type of things. So glad that he's getting healthier, and we're going to start seeing more and more of him in practice. But he's a guy that we've won with, that we've played well with, so we have a lot of confidence in Jerome.
Kevin, running receivers and running backs in now almost every play. I think you've always done that. What is just the thought process?
I think you want to – it's part conditioning. There's a lot that goes into it. But number one, we're in training camp, so we want to acclimate our bodies to getting ready for a season. I think there's a lot of communication that has to take place when you're going in and out of the huddle. And that's the premium if you want to operate successfully and efficiently as an offense, is you have to know who's in and who's out. So really training those guys to be very communicative when they're coming on and off the field. You'll see, we'll put the offense and the defense on the sideline as opposed to just putting the offense behind. It's just too easy for them to step in the huddle. So just trying to mimic the game and get their bodies and their minds ready for the season. He's excused for personal, but he'll be back soon.
I know you've been dealing with it since you got here, but Myles Garrett, you know, it seems like he can just destroy practices. Right, he had a good day yesterday. He's always in the backfield. Like, do you have to and you talked yesterday about guys pulling off, but do you have to manage, like,
yes,
exactly how much he can do to, so it doesn't ruin everything?
Yeah. One of Myles Garrett's least favorite moments is in practice when I don't call a sack. Because we're in a 2-minute, and if you're always going to call a sack with Myles, you won't get much work in that 2 minutes. So he did. I did call one sack there when we got the Mayday field goal, like Tony was mentioning earlier. But there are going to be times where you let them play because we need to see it. So Myles, I've seen in practice settings versus really good tackles when we practice against other teams, I've seen him ruin the day for other teams. So I really appreciate that when that happens. But in the meantime, when it's Browns versus Browns, you just hope that I know this. Great players make other players great by how they practice hard, and Myles is making our team great with how he practices, and then when we go against other teams, he gets to ruin their day.
How do you think DeJuan is handling that challenge so far?
Yeah, it is a challenge, and I think he's doing a nice job. Obviously, DeJuan playing left tackle, rehabbing off of an injury, going against Myles every day, that will only make you better. There's going to be ups and downs, but I'd ask you to remember back to some of the teams we've practiced over the years and some really good tackles that we've practiced over the years, that it's hard to block Myles, period, and it's hard to block him in a practice setting, game setting, you name it. So when you battle, you have your wins, you have your losses, I think it only makes you better.
Have you noticed that DeJuan, Kevin, feels more comfortable there this year at left tackle than he did here?
I think time on task, certainly you get more comfortable, Jeff, and I think that just only grows with each day.
When does your block three start?
Monday. Yeah, players are off Sunday. We'll start Monday, and then we travel, I believe, to Charlotte on Tuesday.
Did you get everything you wanted to accomplish in block two? Kenny's not here.
Well, we're not done just yet. So we still got today, tomorrow, the next Friday, Saturday. We'll be in pads all of these days, Mary Kay, so this is a big part of training camp.
Kevin, when Judkins was drafted, his use of the word bell cow or quarterback.
Yeah.
With him not in there, are you back to committee approach at running back?
I think that's probably premature for me to say anything, you know, what it's going to be like. It's hard to say at this point, Tony. So just based on who's available to us, that's how we'll construct the plan.
What did you like about that? The new running back you signed earlier this week?
Yeah, guy's been in different situations. We know he's intelligent, tough runner. So just knew that he's another guy to add to the mix.
Feel about Deontay Johnson so far? He's been pretty good.
Yeah, I think like Deontay, you know, is like anybody else. He's doing a nice job of picking things up and trying to stack every single day. He's got the right attitude, so just getting better every day, I think, has been evident.
Did anybody return to practice that hasn't been in the sideline?
Probably. But I don't know off the top of my head.
Tony Brown's
going to
think it's
Mike. No, they won't be back out there, that group.
Kevin, for Luke Fourier to go from a rookie tryout guy, minicamp tryout guy, to this opportunity, what is the skill set that wanted you, that made you guys want this extended?
Well, I call him Rambo because he wears that bandana across his head. So apparently his high school coach called him Rambo too. So I'm on to something. He's a local kid. He's doing a nice job putting him in there at different spots. He continues to show up. You know, I appreciate about this rookie class just in general. They're working extremely hard. They're doing what we're asking them to do. And, you know, the biggest thing for me is when you're evaluating these guys is putting them in some positions and see how they respond. I think he's responded really well.
Good.
Okay. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Kevin Stefanski in his press conference. Daryl asked about first team reps.
Yes, he did.
Gosh, I hate you all.
Yes, he did.
Not the listeners. I mean my coworkers. God, do I hate you for it.
Look, I am only responding, and I know, Kenny, you bolted the studio because you did not want the show to go in that direction where all of a sudden we're hijacked by a poll. But listen, you can't deny that Browns fans want these reps to be dispersed in a different way.
Okay, so this is my problem here.
I mean, it's 60%.
I just had a big fight. 60% are saying they deserve first team draft.
Yeah.
So this is my problem here. I've been wrong with you guys, and I was wrong in the last segment, and I'm very, very sorry about that. And I should differentiate with you guys here, or I should come clean on something here. I can't tell you. By the way, press conferences on The Fan are brought to you by Montrose Ford. Choose Click Cruise at MontroseFordAkron.com. I'm saying he doesn't need first-team reps, but I also can't say he doesn't deserve first-team reps. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I'm not on the coaching staff. I don't see him every day in meetings. So if I say absolutely not the first-team reps, who am I to say he doesn't deserve first-team reps? Who am I to say?
So here is what
I'm not one to
here
say.
Here is one thing
so
that's
Daryl
clear.
Asked it. Daryl's right to ask the question because yes. I'm in no position to say he doesn't need first-team reps because I don't know. Go ahead.
Well, the one part of it that we've got to remember, we are only seeing the reps that obviously everybody can see at training camp when either you're there or you see the montages that are put together afterwards. Okay, but what we're not seeing is what kind of whiteboard stuff, what kind of questions are being asked. Now, me and you were like, all right, the rumors about this particular quarterback and the whiteboard, I think, had gotten a little out of control, right? They were making it seem like he was illiterate football-wise.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there's no way. There's a guy who grew up in a football family. His father is one of the legendary, not just football players, but athletes in my lifetime.
Yeah.
You're telling me that that kid came up, played all these games, you know, across different levels of football. Well, and we're going to act like he doesn't know what he's seen
at
all?
I think what the fear is, and I think what the fear is with everybody else, is that he was kind of spoon-fed the offense. That's what I think maybe the fear was.
Sure, like a lot of really talented college quarterbacks.
You'll kill me for this, but you say that there are a lot of really talented college quarterbacks, and you're right. But those guys then, those coaches then do their own programs. They do their own things. Like, Dabo Sweeney's not the best example, but there's been guys who have been spoon-fed offenses before. They go to the NFL and it's like, oh boy, we're writing Chinese now. This is crazy. It's not that. But when you have a guy who's maybe spoon-fed the offense and he's spoon-fed by Deion, these are all allegations. These are not truths, guys. These are pre-draft allegations. If you're an NFL team that he was spoon-fed the offense and that it's by his dad, and his dad could leave that program at any time. This is before we knew any of the health problems or anything like that. His dad could arguably leave that program at any time. Then you're afraid that he's going to stick his nose into your business, and then you might not want that. The stuff with the AirPods and things like that, I don't believe any of that. I think that's silly. But the first team reps thing, I actually have to agree with you, and I have to almost do an about face here, because then I have to trust the office. I have to trust the coaching staff to say, well, he doesn't need first team reps. Well, I don't know if he doesn't need first team reps. I don't know if first team reps are going to make him better. I don't know if no first team reps are going to help him or hurt him or hurt him for that matter. I don't know. I'm not in the coach's office. I don't see him every day. So the argument of first-team reps, it's just basically if you're a fanboy over the guy or not, or you just want to be entertained or not, or you just really like the guy and you don't really care much about any of the other quarterbacks. Because I've been pretty – I'm not trying to pick on Kenny Pickett or anything like that, but my God, the guy used to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He was a number 20 overall pick. He's considered a bust with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Say whatever you want to about Mike Tomlin and Matt Canada, but the man's been considered a bust with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't like the Steelers. Yes, I took, as a fan, I took a special liking to that. Now he's with the Cleveland Browns. I'm trying to be as open-minded as possible, but obviously there's a history there that I don't really believe in him. Dylan Gabriel's got a great head on his shoulders, but obviously Dylan Gabriel has limitations. That's why he's the third round pick, and that's why everybody's saying he's overdrafted. Then we get to the Shador stuff. Shador's got a big ceiling. I don't know if he'll ever be able to reach it. That's up to the Browns. That's up to him. But if he has this big ceiling, he's exciting. I can't fight that. I can't fight common sense. And you can roll your eyes and say, this is why the Browns are the Browns. Like, I'm getting all that stuff. It's like, guys, you feel the same way. There's going to be intrigue with a guy who felt like that, who has that big a name, who did complete some very nice passes in college, you have to admit, that did raise the stakes for the Colorado Buffaloes when they were a more bun program. Arguably, no, There's no argument. They were the worst in P5.
Down and out, yeah.
When there was a P5. They were the worst in P5. He raised the profile. So, yeah, man, you can't stay, you can't help but be more curious and go, got all this practice time. Can it help? Can it hurt? Why can't we see him? I have to admit, you guys win, I lose. 216-474-0092. You happy? You win,
wow.
I lose.
Is that champion's you pose win, from the champions from social pose. Media?
Champions pose it. You guys got it, and I didn't. Just like
champions
another
pose. Champions pose. Up your nose with the rubber hose and a champions pose.
Kevin, is it fair to say, because Shador hasn't gotten any reps with the ones. I know he's getting some of the twos now, but is it fair to say as you're trying to get this quarterback situation narrowed down here, just get deeper into camp, and he hasn't gotten reps now, he probably won't get any?
Yeah, I'm not going to get in specifics on the players and, you know, where they're getting reps and those type of things. He's working extremely hard, like all those guys are. You know, we're still not yet through the installation schedule. We're still just introducing 2-minute yesterday. We'll introduce some different distances today, situationally, so I wouldn't really think much past that.
See, that's why Daryl's one of the best in the business. Did you text him to ask him that question?
I didn't. No.
So he was just listening before, and he goes, all right, I'm going to ask him.
I would never.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break. And best to you.
Never tell Daryl or any of those esteemed journalists. You've got award winners there. Mary Kay Cabot. Are you
kidding
me?
I love that guy.
I would never tell them or even suggest to them.
I could hug Daryl right now.
How to do their job. But it just so happens that exactly what we had been talking about here on 92.3 The Fan, our Browns beat reporter on 92.3 The Fan steps up. He didn't ask.
Darryl
he didn't
it.
Ask about any quarterbacks next year that might be
he
in the draft.
He didn't ask about any quarterbacks here in the next 2 years. He asked about a quarterback right here in this organization right now. Right here, right now. That's what Daryl did. That's what separates Daryl Ryder. I'm going to get to another point here in a second. However, Daryl's great. I have to come out and admit, you guys, I have to get both sides of this. You argue that it's an impossible argument. It's fruitless. I don't know what we're actually accomplishing by it. But you say, well, he needs first-team reps. And I said, where does it prove that he needs first-team reps? I can't say he doesn't. I won't say he doesn't now because I don't know what he's done. I don't know that he hasn't done well. And then if I tell fans all the time they have zero right to expect you to trust them, zero. 3-14, they're under 500 as a group now. They have zero right to just expect you to trust them. They don't get that benefit of the doubt. So if you don't trust them, how am I to know that they're making the right decisions with Shador? The only thing I can say is that they're not, they didn't just draft him to kill his confidence. They're not trying to hurt his confidence. I think that there are a lot of people that they are working with right now, and you only get so much time actually out there on the field, courtesy of the CBA. And I do think that they are, and this is where the off-season stuff was so important, and he was starting behind. They are trying to win football games. Now, you guys don't care about winning football games. You've made it very clear to me, even though fans were chanting for Joe Flacco.
I did hear that.
When he came out.
I did
hear.
And
he would give you the best chance to win right now. But you guys are all telling me that you don't care about winning football games this year. So
here's some Joe Flacco love. Okay.
No, they won't be back out there. That group.
Kevin, for Luke Fourier, you know, and you can't try out guys to this opportunity.
Look at laser focus Kevin Stefanski.
Boom.
He's getting grilled. Meanwhile, they're having a party out there
He's
for Joe
lasers,
Flacco.
Man. He's all lasers.
Kevin, for Luke Fourier, you go for a rookie tryout guy, and you can't try out guys to this opportunity.
Now, is that coming from the wide receiver room? Was that Jerry Jeudy and
Jamari Thrash and Deontay Johnson, Luke Fourier?
I heard Jamari
Kevin for Luke Fourier to go for a rookie tryout guy, and he can't try out guy to this opportunity. What?
Who else?
Was that Sal Canella?
Yes, he got it right.
Was that Keyshawn Johnson?
How do you spell that?
Which don't one? Know. Was that D'Artagnan Tinsley? Well, okay, D'Artagnan Tinsley's a backup left guard. Was
Wait,
that
that's a real name?
Amani yeah, it's
I
real.
I thought he went Key and Peele. I swear to God.
Backup left guard? Where's he from?
He is from
Murray State.
Hold on. It's in the state of Ohio.
Jack Marius?
No, it's he's Pat from he's from Cincinnati. He's from Cincinnati. D'Artagnan.
Kevin, for Luke Fourier to go for
Michael's from Pittsburgh.
Go. And you can't try out guys.
By way of Delaware. Then right. By way of Berea. He took the long route to Berea. Only took
Flacco's
him 20
from
years.
Jersey, Philly.
I want to ask you if Shador's the only quarterback you really care about. Lima says, Lima was willing to admit he was the only quarterback he really cares about. Do you guys really only care about Shador Sanders? But you just be honest with me. That's fine.
I don't think there's anything wrong. First of all, it's one thing to just have a guy you root for. We've done that. My God, the Hoyer Manziel circus.
But ultimately,
where they tore the fan base apart.
Can you define care about more?
Well, like, if any of them got hurt personally, like, you can always be a human and be like, I feel bad for that guy. I mean care about, like, how well they're doing. That's what I mean by care about.
He's the one. He's the first one. I'm searching his name. All these camp days to see the throws, to see the highlight reels, I'm going to him first. And the reason I'm doing that is because I just flat out think he can be better than the other guys. And even if he's not, like, I think his ceiling is just so much higher than Dylan Gabriel. Sorry. Kenny Pickett.
Well,
sorry.
Joe Flacco's 40. Kenny Pickett is right now and also ran, and he's also hurt. Dylan Gabriel. Here's James Rapine on Dylan Gabriel. James Rapine, Locked On Bengals, as well as Sports Illustrated. Who would you start if you were the Cleveland Browns? Who would you start at quarterback?
Shador Sanders.
Week one?
Whoa!
For sure, week one. But
whoa!
Can we start by giving him some first-team reps?
I mean,
what the hell are you drafting him for if you're not going to give him a few reps with Jerry Jeudy?
I mean, you have him talking about how Ken Wyman doesn't care about Dylan Gabriel, doesn't think that he's going to be a good quarterback. I mean, these guys are ripping on him where it's almost to the point of it's not the same because Manziel was such a goof and Justin Gilbert ended up being a goof. I don't think that Dylan Gabriel is going to be a goof. But if you're looking at guys who are not very good, like Shador Sanders could always end up being an also-ran and a nothing in his own right. But if Dylan Gabriel ends up being an also-ran and a nothing, it's like, man, you took Dylan Gabriel in the third round? You really need to do that? Like, so many people do believe he's overdrafted. We can all be honest about when it comes to caring about how they're doing, it'd be great if Dylan Gabriel goes out there and plays well. Hey, man, that'd be great. That's fine. But I think everybody to a man believes, or the most of the people believe, that Shador Sanders is the one with the higher ceiling. He's the one that does have some star power. we can all be honest with ourselves. Dylan Gabriel's the one, or Shedeur Sanders is the one that we really want to see how he does. Care about's a strong word, but we got to say he's the one that we care about. Shador's the one that we care about.
Eric on X says, Daryl told Jake on overtime last night he was going to ask the question, and my man came through.
Well done there, Daryl. Well done. Now, it doesn't mean that Kenny Pickett or Dylan Gabriel can't be not the one we want, but the one we needed. We could find that out in a couple of years. But Shador right now, he's the one we want. That's all there is to it. Now, I'm not trying to hurry him up on first-team reps, but damn it, I can't make an argument against first-team reps.
Do you think he'll get any this week?
In practice?
Yeah.
It's already Wednesday.
Yeah.
They practice
again tomorrow.
They're off tomorrow, and they practice Friday.
Friday, Saturday.
He'll get something on Friday. He'll get something on Friday.
I'm seeing video of Shedeur 40 minutes before practice doing a little bit of the Dak dance.
Oh, activating his hips?
Yeah, and he's throwing a ball against the field goal stanchion.
216-474-0092. Is Shedeur the only one you really care about finding out about? I don't think that that's what this season's all about. That's why when people say, well, with MJ Emerson, what does it matter? There's still guys, if you are even the worst Kevin Stefanski, Andrew Berry critic, if you really don't think that they're any good whatsoever, there still has to be a tinge in you that wants to see what MJ Emerson was going to do this year, whether or not he was going to be the future. There has to be a tinge in you, just like how many people like DeJuan Jones out there? Probably 9 out of 10 Browns fans like DeJuan Jones and the other one's a Michigan fan. If you like DeJuan Jones and you do, then you want to see how DeJuan Jones was doing this year. So DeJuan Jones, right now healthy, thank God. Hopefully he'll continue to stay that way this year. We'll see what he has. I mean, you could have still came out of the season. Yeah, you could think that they're not going to win many games. They're going to be a 4-5 win football team. But if those guys do well, it's like, okay, pay them and let's keep them and let's see what they do with somebody else. Let's see what they do with a different regime. I think that's perfectly fair and fine to say. And for Shedeur, I think it's perfectly fair to go, you want this season to stand for something. Remember we were having that argument earlier this morning? When was it? Was that 7:20? Was that 7:20? Yeah, that was 7:20. The Stephen Kwan, Emmanuel Clase argument. You want the season to stand for something. You want it to be worth your while. So if you guys, like when we were arguing about the Guardians, you can go back, 92.3thefan.com on the free Odyssey app. You can go back and listen to that argument where I was saying, man, it starts in the wintertime where if you're not going to add to it, you better figure out a way to make this thing better for the future. And if you're just playing out the string, people are going to be upset. Okay, if you're not going to add to the Browns right now with anything that's tangibly like a number one overall pick, this guy's going to be bona fide, boom, bust, whatever. If you're not going to do that, then the season better stand for something. So probably the season stands for the guy who has a high ceiling and a lot of questions and people want him answered. Because even if you hate him, and there's fans out there that do and hate it when we talk about Shedeur Sanders. Hate it. You're still curious. You still, if you think that he's terrible, you want to win the argument. Because it's nothing for you to think, hey, they're not going to be that good anyway. What the hell? And then you can quote unquote root for a real quarterback in the future. You still want to see it. 216-474-0092. I'm going to get to you guys. Is Shedeur the only quarterback you really care about out of this mix? One's old. One is a journeyman. One is arguably overdrafted. The other one, big ceiling. Major star. Guardians first pitch, 6:40 tonight. Kobe Allard is going to be on the mound for the Guardians. 2-1, 2.83 ERA.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
Could tonight be Stephen Kwan's last game as a Cleveland Guardian? Phone.
No.
And if it is, okay.
Come on.
I thought you were just going to say yes, and we were going to start a different conversation there for a moment. What?
You think so?
I think it's absolutely possible. Good God, Ken Rosenthal has got his ear to the ground. He's hearing all the other stuff. What? I got other people, Jeff Passan saying it, other people are saying it. There's definitely a possibility.
I mean, what are they? Are they tanking then going forward?
I don't know. I think that this whole, this is the Emmanuel Clase stuff that's thrown it off, is that I'm going to get back to the, I want to get to these calls here in a second, but I got to say this. I mean, we're talking about the future of the franchise here. It seems that this Emmanuel Clase news coupled with the Luis Ortiz from a few weeks ago has given a lot of the writers like, all the reason to kind of just go fire sale with this team.
Front page of ESPN right now. First picture, not the MLB page, the actual front page. First picture is Stephen Kwan under MLB trade deadline updates and rumors. Kwan to the Jays? Question mark? Maybe.
The first picture there.
I always thought we were a year away from Kwan because, you know, I never...
Yeah, still have 2 years of team control after this.
Yeah, right? I never saw him... I never saw the fact that he hadn't inked a deal yet. You know, we've talked about that a bunch. I just didn't think this would be the year, but you're right. I mean, Kenny, maybe just this fiasco...
I think I'll be upset if they trade him.
Oh, well, everybody's going to be upset. Yes, even if I thought they could win a trade. You know, the Dodgers. Remember the Dodgers? We played their radio guys... bringing up the prospects they'd be willing to give up for Kwan. And it's like,
well, it was Kwan and Clase at that time.
Oh,
yes.
It was both of them?
Yes. And that
did they still want Clase? I think legally, we probably cannot.
They have Ohtani, so they know how to deal with gambling and it getting swept under the rug.
What do we think about that, by the way? If we've had more time,
I think you're totally within your right to wonder why Shohei Ohtani. I mean, Chris Carter said it, everybody got mad for him. Everybody got mad at him. You have a guy who's an interpreter who ends up being a fall guy for you.
Yeah, now, obviously...
You could have been doing it together for all we know.
Well, that's the whole thing. It does seem impossible to believe that if basically your best friend in the United States is, what, wagering $15 million?
Yeah.
It seems impossible that at no point while you're together is that brought up.
You get ready for the reckless speculation, even though I don't know if it's... totally beyond the pale to wonder how long did his interpreter went to jail, right? I think he just went to jail. Yeah. I think he just reported.
5 years?
He's in jail for 5 years. Can you tell a guy to do 5 years in jail if it's life-changing money for the rest of his life if he comes out there?
Every mob movie I've ever seen tells you that you can.
Ohtani coming out. Well, you got to apply your trade afterwards.
That's right.
You're making sauce?
That's how you cut the garlic so thin.
He'll be taken care of in there. He'll be taken care of in there. Scotch. It's a very good sauce.
Especially if he's still getting intel on the games.
Well, true.
That's reckless.
You could always look at him if you're Shohei Ohtani and go, it's worth a lot more, and it's a bigger harm to baseball. If Ohtani were to go down for it, my God, it'd be one of the biggest scandals in sports history. But if an interpreter goes down for it, nobody blinks an eye. We've already moved on.
He had already signed the deal with the Dodgers. He already knew he's getting $700 million plus whatever. He's got a signature shoe from New Balance now. That guy's a billion-dollar athlete now, right?
This isn't...
Yeah, tell a guy, hey, I'll give you $100 million.
I mean, his interpreter should have got a shoe deal.
Because if you get...
He's got shower shoe
deal. How many has he got? Has he got $680 million? I'm just going to move past that one. Has he got, what, $680 million? You say $600 million. You get $50 million when you get out. Somehow, some way. You'll never want for anything in your life. You'll always be taken care of. Okay, 5 years. 5 years in the clink. That's hard time, brother. I wouldn't really wish that on anybody. I have to think twice about that. But if you're guilty of it too, one of us might as well go down, because we could both go to jail and you'll get nothing at the end of it.
If I've got $50 million coming my way, I'll be able to get some guys some credits over at the commissary to take care of me,
even though,
so I don't have to worry about it.
Even though if Shohei Ohtani were to admit it's his own money, then I guess Shohei Ohtani and going to jail, soups, and neither going, man, to jail. Yeah.
How many soups are you buying with
so
that?
You can always go on that, but I think it's perfectly within the reason, because I do think that there was some cloudiness there going, oh, Shohei Ohtani's just fine. Oh, you mean one of the biggest stars in professional sports, not just baseball? Well, okay, he's fine, but Emmanuel Clase goes down. Luis Ortiz arguably goes down. They're on a paid leave list right now until this thing gets cleared up. But already people made their calls yesterday saying, you know what, they don't even care. They don't even want him back after this.
I know. Look, it is. It's hard because it feels like the season's going off the rails despite, you know, some of the good baseball they played before the first half of the season ended. It's just hard to fathom that the front office has not change their philosophy. I mean, this is significant enough, especially with Class A, who's this huge trade chip. This does seem hard to not think they're pivoting at this point.
216-474-0092.
Okay, so we have Jeff Passan. Like you brought up, I gotta take ownership over this.
I want to get the calls, but yeah, go ahead.
The start of yesterday's show, I did stop you in your tracks when you brought up the Black Sox scandal. Well, you're not the only one.
Okay, here's Jeff Passan. This is audio courtesy of Pat McAfee.
In terms of Emmanuel Clase, things are not quite as great, because when you see multiple teams multiple players from the same team, you worry like, oh God, could this be another situation like the Black Sox where everybody is involved in something? Now, it was interesting to see the Guardians put out a statement yesterday saying that it is expected that these will be the only two players who are involved in it. Major League Baseball continues to do its investigation right now. The Guardians are not going to say that if MLB doesn't give them a sense that they haven't found anything yet. And yet we also know that these sorts of things tend to have different layers to them. So I'm not going to sit here and say the Guardians are in the clear at this point. I hope as a baseball fan and for the sake of Major League Baseball that is the case.
You very well hope that they're in the clear, because if you find out that this does have tentacles that go throughout the organization and that one report the other day ends up being actually correct, which is as of right now, it's unfounded. But there were people, let me go further with this and then I'll let you get in on this. Just real quick. If this does get found out to go to last year, that's it. You're done owning the team. You have to sell. That's it. I'm not trying to say that to get anybody excited. I know what the majority of people are saying about the Guardians over the last umpteen years, for crying out loud. But if that happens and we hear about this, you have ruined consumer confidence. Because what was the original reason that the Black Sox did what they did? Didn't like the owner? Didn't think that the owner was paying them what they were worth?
I mean, I bristled at the notion about the Black Sox scandal, because that was...
I know you do.
What, like double-digit guys or 8 to 10 guys?
That was 8 guys.
That's the root of the World Series.
That was the World Series. Yes, that was 100 years ago.
This seems like just some pitches to win some prop bets. I don't really remotely compare those two things, unless all of a sudden you found out that everybody knew and they were operating, you know, with whatever working knowledge was going on.
But
as far as the ownership, I mean, the fans would never accept baseball in this town again. Everything would be looked at under the lens of that kind of a scandal.
Mm-hmm. So you obviously hope it doesn't get to that, but a guy like Jeff Passan even wondering it leads me to say, okay, we're not out of the woods just yet. I know what Major League Baseball posted. I know what the Guardians posted. I prefer to believe what they posted there and say that this is where this thing is going to end. But if I got a guy like Jeff Passan saying that yesterday on Pat McAfee, it's like, all right, I'm not going to be done with this until it's actually done. Yes.
Well, and I'm seeing this now. Passan is now saying that over the last 48 hours, he's seeing Kwan has a real shot at being traded.
Wow.
So the fallout, this is something that's developed since the Class A.
Losing Emmanuel Clase is not a reason to just trade
Stephen
Kwan.
Hey, I'm just telling you what I'm saying. And Bieber's name also mentioned in that.
So this scandal changed everything,
yeah,
potentially.
Why? Why did it have to?
Why I mean, it's a massive shift. It would be a massive shift on how they're operating this team, all based on this story. This could be one of the biggest Guardian stories then. I feel bad. I feel bad that I came after you yesterday.
Tweeted at me. That's fine. You come after me every day. It don't matter. I'm used to it. Tweeted me. Why then? Why does the season have to unravel to the point of trading away Steven
Kwan? Isn't just this season.
It's Shane Bieber I could have understood
That's
before
more.
The season. That's fine.
Yeah, this but is a decade of
this
baseball.
Is the short term, maybe even longer.
Why did the season have to unravel? Why did the organization arguably have to unravel over Emmanuel Clase? That makes no sense. Are you looking for excuses?
What would that mean? What would that mean for everybody involved? The manager. What does it mean for the organization that we thought was as safe as could ever be?
Or the most responsible ownership and some of the most responsible ownership in all professional sports.
His final stand as a Guardian. He blows another save. This time he doesn't save a man or Steven Kwan.
Oh, God. He's come on.
I just feel like he's gone.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.